This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. I have a band, and I'm going to try and pronounce it. La Cabra. Is that right?
That's correct. Yep. Yeah.
La Cabra. Now, this is Eric and Lance, the two members of this band that we last spoke on Metal Shop. And that was probably, I mean, it seems like so long ago, but it was just probably right before the pandemic.
It was. Yeah.
And the band was Los Esteller.
Yes.
And now you guys have pivoted to La Cabra, and you have a whole new lineup, and you guys are going to be playing some shows. You just played a show with Goat Whore, your debut show. And for all transparency, this is pre-recorded before the Goat Whore show. So we don't have to pretend like, oh man, that show was so killer. Yeah.
Oh, dude, that show
rocked it.
Yeah.
But anyways, just wanted to give that introduction. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Doing great.
Yep.
Yeah. Super busy.
Yep.
Who else are we missing that's in the lineup? Who do we shout out?
Okay. So we've got on guitar, we've got Michael Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
And then bass, Eric Weber. And then on drums, we've got Ryan Yancey.
Oh, okay. Nice. I know Ryan from Blood and Thunder.
Yeah.
So it's basically a hybrid of Blood and Thunder and Los Esteller.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, we got Michael on board before, you know, not going too much into that, but we got him on board and Weber on board with the other band. And then DDA moved, you know, to Edinburgh, Scotland, which I'm hoping to go visit him here in a couple months. And so he took off. He had to leave. And we were just like, what are we going to do? Like, we got to do something. And I talked to Eric and, you know, me and him are the OGs of that band. So I was like, what do you want to do? You want to keep going? And he said, yeah, let's do it. And so we asked the guys if they were into it. And then Michael's like, oh, I know a drummer. Like, he was right down the street from me. You know, I think this might work out. And it's worked out incredibly, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we couldn't have gotten any luckier from having to transition from one band into something completely different.
Yeah. Coming out of lockdown with a whole new band, coming out of the pandemic with a whole new band. So when did you guys make the transition from Los Esteller ending and then La Cabra starting? When exactly was that timeline-wise?
Oh, God.
Big blur.
Yeah, I don't know. So we basically, like, you know, the lockdown happened, and then we I think towards the end of the lockdown we started rehearsing as Los Esteller, and then Didier the drummer told us that he was moving away. Mm-hmm. And so I want to say we've been doing La Cabra for 6 months.
Yeah, I'd say roughly 6 months, 5-6 months.
Yeah. And I don't know what it was, but I just started writing a bunch of riffs and song ideas and brought it to the guys, and everyone threw their stamp on stuff, and it all worked together quite well.
Did you guys have a different vision for the band, or is it still kind of moving on with the same kind of thing? Totally different?
We really didn't know what we were doing when we started writing for this. And it just kind of like, it just started coming out, you know, and everyone liked what was going on. Everyone's kind of throwing their own stuff in there. And so it just, we didn't know what our goal was as far as the sound. So we just wanted to be heavy.
Yeah. When we first started, I kind of had a vision, you know, I was just, you know, me being me, I was like, oh man, I'd love to make just a nasty black and roll band. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, then Eric started throwing riffs. So I was like, we're throwing that out the window. Yeah. This is better.
I was trying to do what he was saying, black and roll. And I didn't know what that was. So.
Yeah. So, well, no, I mean, it's better. So I was just like, oh, this is way cooler.
Nice.
And then Michael, he's a riff machine. And then you guys just started throwing back and forth, and everybody, like you said, everybody put their stamp on it. It's pretty effortless. It's kind of weird how it works.
Yeah.
Like everybody is accountable for all of their own parts, and everybody's qualified to write everything, you know, just the way it's meant to be done. Yeah. So we just lucked out. Mm-hmm. And then we have two vocalists, because Ryan, you know, he does vocals too. So mm-hmm. that's nice for me.
Yeah.
Another, some more flavor in there for vocals. So yeah, it's a little nastier vocal sound than Los Estelar for sure. Not as singing for sure. Yeah,
kept you guys busy then during the pandemic, I'm sure, you know. So I wanted to get into that. So, you know, Lance, in case anyone's unfamiliar with him, you know, aside from the music, he's also a very talented tattoo artist. And I wanted to get into, you know, what both of you guys like did to fill your time during the pandemic. Obviously, there was that little while where you couldn't even do your job, right, Lance? You couldn't even tattoo.
Yeah, I lost everything there for a minute. It got pretty bleak. You know, went through a pretty rough breakup right when the pandemic hit. Like
that's nice.
Yeah, the night that the National Guard hit, that was it. That was my relationship was toasted, and I lost the apartment, lost everything, and moved in with some friends who, you know, none of us knew what was going to happen. Is the zombie apocalypse or what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
National Guard's coming in. Who knows why? We don't know. We're watching as it's live. And I just moved up into Edmonds for 2 years. And now I'm back into down lower Queen Anne, on the backside of Queen Anne.
Oh, cool. Nice. I live close by. We should hang out.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I saw you at Fred Meyer's.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And okay. So, Eric, what about you, man?
Well, so I'm a guitar teacher. That's what I do.
You also have a really cool YouTube channel where you do 10 Fingers of Doom, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so thank God I was able to pivot into, like, you know, Skype lessons and Zoom lessons and all that. Mm-hmm. And I held on to most of my students. And so I wasn't too fazed by, you know, financially, I wasn't fazed by it, you know.
Yeah.
And so I was able to work and it's kind of cool. Then I got, I finished this. I'm in a shed right now. I call it the Shred Shack.
I like it.
And so my girl and I and her dad built it, and we finished it right before, I don't know. It was like, I don't know, right before the pandemic, I think. Yeah. And so I've been able to record in here and teach lessons, and just, so it's pretty cool.
That's awesome, man. I mean, out of necessity, I built this kind of thing. I mean, I didn't build it. It's a room underneath the stairs, but I obviously pimped it out to be kind of like a recording studio and everything. And, you know, got this equipment I never needed to, and out of necessity, got creativity. And now I can, you know, I didn't really know the ins and outs of home recording, the ins and outs of, you know, uploading video and recording, but I feel like we're all going to have a couple tools in our tool belt coming out of this, you know?
Right.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to see you evolve with your
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was cool too. Cause I mean, I had nothing to do. All I was doing was hitting him up for Venmo for beer money, you know.
I remember you commenting one day, you saying that you listened every day, and it just got you. Like, it was like, I was like, that, man, that's what I needed. I needed that. Like, you know, cause you know, you don't always get, like, I mean, people will share it or like it or something, but someone actually, like, taking time out to actually mention, like, hey, I love this. I was like, put some gas in my tank.
Yeah, no, nice. It was great, man. You know, cause I'd never listened to podcasts or anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I started surfing around. I was like, oh, Kevin's got something going on. And you know, you've always been the pillar of the metal community for Seattle. So
this has kept me sane, man. This has kept me sane. Right.
Yeah.
So, if people would like to check out your artwork for your tattoo stuff, where can they check you out, and where can they come get tattooed from you?
I would say Instagram is the best way to look at my artwork. And then under Lance Netherland, you know, N-E-A-T-H-E-R-L-I-N. And then Slave to the Needles, where I'm still working.
Yeah. So,
you know, we came back to work, and I came back like late June, early July. We opened back up, and like, I can't even remember when everything opened. It's been such a blur. It was like, what, May or June or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so I hung back for a minute, and I've been just slammed ever since. Like,
what's the coolest tattoo you've done in the last few months?
This crazy back piece, like this demon weird.
That is cool.
Face. Yeah. Mushroom inspired back piece that I
nice. Okay.
He's just like, dude, just do your thing, man. I was like, really? Do my thing? And he's like, yeah, let me do, you know, I just want something weird for me. And I was like, all right, we're going to put a skull on you with duck teeth. And actually, we're going to put a bunch of eyeballs on it too. If, you know, and yeah, just got weird with it. So
they gave you that prime real estate, the biggest canvas they could.
Yeah. That's flat, big flat canvas. Yeah. You can just do whatever you want with it. So yeah, I was pretty stoked on that one.
That's trust. Really, that's trust.
Yeah, I'm lucky, you know, working at Slave, you know, it's a pretty big banner to fly.
Oh, under. That's an iconic shop.
Yeah, yeah. People seek you out and they look at your stuff and they're just like, hey, I want to come to you for this because, you know, like, you know, so I'm grateful for that every day.
You know, so there's two different locations. Do you work at the one in Greenwood or do you work at the one over in the U District?
I work in the one over in the U District on Wallingford. Cool. Yeah, 45th. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
Right on. 45th.
So, yeah, grateful every day. Still be there. So.
Well, we got a guitar teacher and a tattoo artist. I feel like you guys are like definitely the rock and roll. Like that is definitely rock and roll lifestyle right there. And some,
yeah, we get to sleep in, drink all day. Yeah.
So as far as like, you know, what kept you guys sane during, you know, this time, obviously starting the band, you know, getting the band going, writing some songs, but from your personal, your taste and what got you through as far as music, I like to ask this question. I've been asking a few people, if you're having like a really crap day, and you know, it's not hard to imagine over the last 18 months having a really crap day, what's a good album that you can go back to, whether it's you know, to get your aggression out, or to get in your feelings, or to, you know, make you smile, just any kind of album that'll get you to a place you want to be. It can be any genre.
Any genre. Start. You start if you got something in your mind.
Well, I've got three tops by far.
Yeah.
And you actually turned me on to one of them, was Blood from the Soul.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jake Bannon from Converge.
That album is so sick. Like the sickest. I love that band. And that got me through a lot. The new Napalm Death. I love that.
Yeah.
Moral was something completely different from them.
Totally. It's kind of Voivod-ish.
Yeah. Almost like an industrial vibe or something. Yeah. Super cool. And then I'd also have to, well, they're called Filth is Eternal now, but Fucking Bound.
Yep. Yeah. Well, absolutely.
Yeah, super sick band. So yeah, those were like my go-tos. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Super into them.
I'd have to say, I love the latest Judas Priest album.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I also will put in some Carcass, you know?
Yeah. That new Carcass is badass too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I've been listening to that. Yeah. And who else? A little Behemoth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cattle Decapitation. Yeah, he turned me on to them recently. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Very brutal.
Yeah.
I think they're in studio right now. I saw a picture. Yeah, Dave posted a picture of them in studio. I was like, okay, everyone's working. I feel like this year we saw so many good albums that we got like there was like new albums from all these iconic bands, Cannibal Corpse, you know, freaking At the Gates, freaking Carcass, all these bands. And we're going to start seeing these tours come through. All these bands have been in the lab, you know, because you don't have anything else to do. So they're churning out material, which brings me to you guys. You guys have a song that you recorded, and you guys are going to be gearing up to do some more writing and recording. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We've got five songs written right now.
It is. Yeah. Five. And there's a handful,
five in the bucket.
Handful on the waiting list. We just, you know, trying to get through these shows and then we can get back to writing new material. But yeah,
we've got a ton of material. Like material's just like churning out with this band. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So
we have one song mixed, fully mixed and mastered, and that's called Fractured.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be hopefully mixing the next one. It's called 1876. That'll be the next one up on the mix list there. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I was going to ask about the name. What's the band name mean? I don't know. I should probably know. What does that mean?
So it's a Spanish, it's goat, the goat in Spanish. Okay. So it's like a feminine, it's a feminine, what is that?
It just means the goat in Spanish.
Yeah, the feminine use of the word goat, yeah.
What's more metal than the goat?
Not much.
Yeah, yeah, it was an overreaction. So, yeah, so I looked it up and I was like, well, the goat. And I was like, somebody's got to have that. Somebody has to have
the cabra whore.
Yeah. Yeah. No shit. Whore.
Yes.
How they say it. But I was looking it up and nobody had it. I was just like, you got to be kidding me. Like,
right?
One guy on YouTube with like 3 followers or something like that. Some EDM guy or something. And I was like,
I think you're good. That.
Snagging it. Yeah.
I think you're good.
We'll be all right. So, yeah. Yeah. And it just sucks. So.
That's great. That's great.
I got my dog Abbott here.
Hey, what's up, bud? You like dad's metal music?
Yeah.
A little loud sometimes, huh? So I'm curious about your process of recording. So with the band and sorry. How do I rephrase this? I'm curious about your process of writing. Is there a main songwriter for the band or is it a collaborative thing? And then I'm always curious about when vocalists jump in and do their part. Do you write your lyrics ahead of time or do you get a rough recording and then kind of add on top of it? There's been, you know, several different ways I've heard of people doing it, but I'm just kind of wondering about your guys' creative process.
Yeah. Okay. Well, 4 of these songs, I just kind of like the song Fractured, I just started writing. Actually, it was funny because Lance turned me on to the Cattle Decapitation, the 2018 album. And I listened to it, and like that night I was fully inspired. So I just went in the shred shack and just started creating riffs and you know, without ripping it off, you know.
Yeah, of course. But it's just inspiration, you know.
Yeah,
it's inspired, yeah.
And so I started that song and worked at it for, you know, I'd say about a week, you know, like many hours on it before I pitched to the guys, because you know, it's got that ending on it, it's kind of atmospheric and I didn't think they would like it because it's not heavy, you know. And so I was like, God, I'm just going to finish this. I'm going to send it to them. But they liked it. So
love it.
Yeah. And then, so we started jamming at the jam room and then Michael added a couple riffs to that. Mm-hmm. Or no, that was 1876. I don't know. Everyone put their stamp on it and then, came back here, recorded, my guitars for real and, had Eric Weber out to do the bass here and Michael on guitar and then had Lance out here to record his vocals. Or did you do that at Jay's?
So the final cut for the vocals I do at Jay Battle's place. He's a guy, he's a brilliant producer too. He normally does like electronic music and hip hop.
Yeah.
And so I go, he's got a sick studio and it's perfect for vocals.
Nice.
I go, yeah, we vibe out really good. So I go over to Jay's house and do the final vocals, but we come out here and cut all the rough tracks, all the ideas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I just wait for them. You know, once I hear Ryan's drums on there, then I can dig into it.
Yeah.
I usually have an idea of what I want to do, like a concept of what I want to do. And, you know, there's a lot to write about these days. So, you know, there's a ton to write about, a ton of material out there to be inspired by. And
with adversity comes inspiration, I imagine. So,
yeah totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and then one of the songs, like the newest one that we're put together before that show.
The newest one was the
Carcass type tune.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was some writing that I'd done a long time ago. I know you know my history or whatever. You know, I went to jail years and years and years ago, and I pulled out this. I found a stack of writing that I did when I played music in there, which that's what saved me in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was able to. It basically gave me a key to be able to hang out with whoever I wanted to. And, you know, I didn't have to segregate myself. Mm-hmm. I could be in the band room all day and that's all I would do and just write. And I was meditating real heavily and stuff. And I saw these lyrics and Paula Lyrton, it still holds up, I think, you know, like yeah. on the new one. So I was just like, whoa, you know, I think I'll use some of those too.
So it must have been kind of a trip to for your mind to go back to that place to read those words.
It is. It tells me, you know, where my mindset was, and it's funny because my girlfriend's sitting there next to me when I'm going through this stuff, and I'm like, oh, check this one out. And she's like, whoa, that's exactly who you are right now. Like it didn't change me, you know. So it's kind of strange. Which, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, saved me. So, yeah. You know.
What are we calling that song?
I don't know yet.
We were calling it Carcass up until now.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
It was a carcass-inspired riff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to figure out a title for that one.
Yeah, call cool. Lucifer's Hammer or something. I don't know. We'll figure out something.
Yeah.
Lacabra Whore. Yeah.
Lacabra Whore.
Figure it out. Guys, okay. So I was gonna mention, obviously, so you guys in the past or in the future played the Goat Horse Show. So the Goat Horse Show is happening, but in this interview it's already happened, so that's going to be a rad show. That was a rad show. I totally stage dived, guy. No, I'm just kidding. But you guys are playing November 19th at Tony V's up in Everett.
Yes.
Sweet. So
yeah, we're playing with Greyhawk, actually.
Shout out to Darren, the metal hero, dude.
Yeah, man, super solid dude. Yeah, yep. I don't know him that well, but every experience I've had near him, you know, and then that was just, that's crazy, right? Like, what happened with him? So, solid guy, solid bands. Greyhawk, and I don't know the band's name.
I don't either.
That's all good. So, but Greyhawk, though. We'll have plenty of time to support that show and everything. And again, that's going to be November 19th up in Everett at Tony V's. You can buy some tickets and support local metal. And then after that, you guys are going to go back into the lab and finish up recording some songs. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Do that and produce some videos, make some videos. Sure. We want to do some different types of videos. I would like to try to, so I don't know, I'm sure you know about all the Under the Bridge shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'd like to get in on one of those and do that and maybe shoot a video with that, you know, gas mask mosh pit with a bunch of burn barrels, as Ryan suggested, you know.
Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty cool.
Throw some burn barrels down there and make it post-apocalyptic, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Vibe. So, we got that and try to do some different types of videos, like animated and that. So, we just want to put everything together and actually do this one, you know, full throttle. So,
yeah.
Well, I look forward to hearing it, and we're going to play a song from the album we're going to play the song you have out now, and it's called Fracture. We're going to play that in just a moment. But before we do, we got to have the most metal question ever. Pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got it.
Oh, Jesus. You got any good ones?
I got a decent one. Well, I got one. You can't really see the scar. That's
all good.
I got a couple silly ones, and then I got pretty brutal one, like this one right here.
It's on your shoulder.
Yeah, I had a cyst right here, and it was a big like lump.
Staph infection or something?
No, it was a cyst, some kind of from trauma, psyched my shoulder up.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, I had this lump, and I was thinking, oh my god, my thyroids or something, you know, something going on. Or
scary,
So I went to the doctor, and the guy's like, oh, it's a cyst. Yeah, we can take that out. And I was like, and it was one of those kind of chop shop doctors, like, you know, not made of money. So I went to the cheapo version of it.
Yeah, down in White Center.
It was in White Center, actually. It was on 35th. Yeah. You know the guy?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And so I go in there, and the guy's like, yeah, we can get this. Here, let's just go in back. We'll just take this out. I'm like, right now? Like, kind of, okay. Well, and puts me on the table, and he starts shooting Novocaine into my shoulder. And, you know, just was like, I'm watching the whole thing, and I'm like, I'm going to turn my head. So I'm just, think I'm going to pass out because I can't handle that kind of like in real life. I don't like seeing needles and all that, believe it or not, like piercings and whatnot. And he starts cutting into me. And I'm just like, what the? He's like, oh man, this thing's way bigger than we thought it was. It went down under my armpit. And all of a sudden, I feel this real hot and sharp feeling in my armpit. And I was like, dude, I was like, what the? I was like, hang on. He's like, oh, we almost got it. And he was cutting into me where it wasn't numbed. It was awful, dude. And I almost passed out. I was just like, I was getting like just pouring sweat. And I'm like, dude, stop.
What a dick.
Like, we almost got it. And it sounded like crepe paper, dude. It sounded like he was cutting, just crunching through it. Pulls it out. It's this huge cyst, throws it on a table. And I'm just like, I'm ready to pass the out. And stitches me up. I go straight to the bar. My friend Persia Safai.
Yep.
She was bartending at Supreme. I went straight to her and she just started loading me up with Jameson. It was rough. Yeah. But that's that scar. And that's, you know, not a crazy story behind it, but the crazy ending to it.
That was crazy enough. I'd say that was great. That just the sound of that.
That was awful. Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric, what about you, man?
God, I don't know if I have any good stories. I mean, I've got a couple hernia scars.
Okay.
Fun to talk about. Or a dog bite, you know, like my own dog bit me in the arm and I kind of passed out in my front yard.
He hit Is that nerve. The dog we just saw?
No, that one doesn't bite nothing except food. Yeah, he's a lover.
Wow. But
yeah, my little dog, he just bit into my arm for no reason and hit a nerve and I was out.
No nails through the foot or anything like that?
I don't think so.
No.
Luckily it didn't hit any nerves that it didn't.
Right.
Did you have any trouble playing guitar after that?
Not at all. No.
Okay, that's good.
No. I was just being a pussy.
Yeah. You know?
That old thing. Yeah, well, that's it.
Well, if you want to, you can follow Lacabra. It's Lacabra. And they're on all the social media pages, I believe, right?
Yeah, Lacabra Metal on Instagram. And then we have a Facebook page. And we'll have a band camp and all that stuff. We'll get all that stuff all put together. After we get this show over with, we'll get everything rolling on that. So we just wanted to focus on that show.
Yep. Yep. And, the show that happened already.
The show. Yeah.
Yes. That show, the one that kicked ass, Goat Horse Show, that totally isn't in the future and was in the past. November 19th, though, is the Everett Show at Tony V's. So go to check that one out with Greyhawk. We're going to go into this song Fractured, but I'm going to shut up for a second and someone has to step up and be the cheesy radio DJ. So in your most cheesy radio DJ voice, I need you to introduce this song on Loud and Local.
God, I mean, I can do butt rock, but
go for
it. Butt rock. Do the butt rock cheesy radio DJ.
Okay. Okay, no, let me think about this. Okay. Listen up, people. I got a new track for you. This is by Lacabra. It's called Fractured.
That was amazing.
Doesn't sound anything like that, what I just did, but...
Well, here it is, guys. It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions with Lacabra.
Take a look.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.